We all know Detroit's in trouble. A bankrupt city full of crumbling houses, abandoned factory buildings, and a fast dwindling population. But while the politicians, unions, and investors slug it out in bankruptcy court and grasp for their share of what little cash the city has left, ordinary citizens are left to make do in a city with no functioning government. This is what happens when people are left to their own devices. This is Anarchy in Detroit.
The idea I've come up with is to take a little used public park owned by the city of Detroit called Belle Isle. It's about 1,000 acres, and apply for a change of status from the state and from the federal government and turn it into a commonwealth similar to the status enjoyed by the Northern Mariana Islands or Puerto Rico.
Rod Lockwood is a real estate developer who's written a book about his proposal to purchase Belle Isle, a 982-acre island in the Detroit River. Lockwood and his fellow investors would buy the island for $1 billion. Citizenship would then go on sale for $300,000 a person. But Lockwood believes the low taxes and friendly regulation would attract lots of capital.
The benefits of Belle Isle to Detroit are that we would expect $250 billion of capital would be brought onto the island. This capital would be then re-spent and invested in Detroit, creating possibly more than 100,000 jobs. Detroit would end up having its own Singapore in its backyard. The Chapter 9 bankruptcy that Detroit's going through will make the concept of Belle Isle more feasible. It puts the decision on the disposition of the asset into the hands of one person.
Whose city? Whose city? Whose park? Whose park?
There will be, or already is, a significant resistance to people who are saying, don't take our jewel of Belle Isle. We are going to need to have support of Detroiters. I'm very optimistic that I can overcome the entrenched political forces because Detroit has a big problem. This is a big solution. There are no other solutions that have been put out. With regard to the opportunity here in Detroit, we have some elements that actually put us at the front of the pack. As I mentioned, we're centrally located in this country. We have a tremendously rich heritage. We have some of the best architecture, great music heritage. We have cheap land, good availability of labor here. Southeastern Michigan has the greatest concentration of engineers of any place in the world, right here. This place is just waiting to take off. We just have to have better rules.